Did you heard it? Somebody heard it. All right, let's see. We've listened to quite a bit of music this morning as we try to entertain you this morning so you can have a great Saturday morning. Leroy Thomas, 3 o'clock in the morning. On his CD, Somebody's Looking For You in Hardcore Records. Preston Frank, Born in the Country. On his CD, Born in the Country, Soulwood Records. Corey Ledet, Taunt Eun Waltz. I guess I'm mispronouncing. I'm sure I am. On his CD, 3 Years Too Late on AccuPress Records. Nathan William, we'll play something a little different on Nathan. That's what we thought we were playing, but that's not. I had to find the CD, make sure that I tell you the right stuff. It was Put a Hump in Your Back was actually what we played. We wanted to play Too Much Wine, but we'll come back and play that later on. All right, we also had T. Broussard, Zydeco Diva, Zydeco Lover CD, and Backroom Studio Records. Lil Brian, Making Green, Funky Nation CD on Tomorrow Records, and Donna Angel, Make Me Yours on the CD, Guaranteed Lover, MDM Records. It's a lot of good music coming to you, Sean Arduin. Two Fingers Up in the Air, you just heard from this Pulling CD on Tomorrow Record label. So we got a lot of stuff going on, trying to have some fun here this Saturday morning. It's 9:08. We do have some sadness in the families. Want to certainly extend our condolences to Lillian Matthews, Lillian Caesar Matthews out of Basil, who passed away, and her services are in Welch this morning. I'm sure the viewing is now until 11 a.m., and I'm sure that she'll be taken to the church to be able to start, start the services, and that is this morning. That is happening in Welch. Don't know exactly what the name of the church is, but that is for Lillian Caesar Matthews, and for those of you who don't know who she is, and that is McCann's sister and Curtis' sister. So just to let you know, that is happening this morning. Geraldine Hall, who passed away also this week. Her mother is Teresa Caesar Hall. Her father was McKinley Hall. She passed away. Her services will be next Saturday. That's what I understand, which will be in Oberlin. Just to give you more information on that, as we get better information, we give you better information about what's going on there. But Geraldine passed away this past week, and our condolences goes to both families this morning. And sometimes it's just a sad thing when you lose someone as close to you, and to be able to maintain and understand they're in a very, place that is so much better than what we have here. As time goes, things happen to us, and different things goes on. And I want to play something for them in just a few moments, and we'll play this for the time being, and we'll be back with a song for the family.
Are you ready? Let's make a move right here. want to know. I want to know. Trouble just follow me. And I want to know. And I want to know. What you say? Thank you.
What you say, Buck? Big buckwheat this morning, and let's see. What's going on in the area? Let's see. Pillar of Hope nonprofit organizations are gearing for their 8th annual Less Fortunate Family Toys and Food Drive. Individuals and families from all walks of life needs love and hope and support, especially this time of the year, starting October the 1st, which has passed us, through December the 20th, which is next weekend. 2012, Pillar of Hope is calling out businesses, social groups, nonprofit groups, and individuals to step up to the plate and help out the less fortunate families during the holiday season. You can support a child or a family for the holiday season and also drop off food supplies. If you're able and interested, please contact Mary Chevalier at 337-280-3735 or mary.chevalier at cox.net or Mildred Broussard at 337-319-7912, or you can email at b.meldron@yahoo.com. Pillar of Hope email address is pillarofhope@yahoo.com, and Pillar of Hope also available on Facebook. Drop-off point is 1120 12th Street in Lafayette. Please call before making any drops, and thanks in advance for your help, support, and donations. And Pillar of Hope organization is looking for support from the community in this. And the reason they want you to call before you drop off, because they want to pick it up before somebody else pick it up. So it's very simple stuff. Don't forget about the music lessons done by Corey Ledette, who is the instructor. And we had several of his students that came in a couple of weekends ago to talk about it and how great it was. And you could also be an accordion player. And if you need more information, contact UL, and they can give you all the information that you possibly need to be able to help you become an artist, that I could be sitting here playing your CD, and anything is possible. Don't even think that it is impossible for you to learn, because you can learn. He's a good instructor, very patient instructor, and I think you would really enjoy. So come to UL and get you some Zydeco lessons. Curtis Poulard and the Creole Zydeco Band, they're going to be playing at Vermilionville on Sunday, December the 16th, from 1 to 4 p.m. And if you need more information, call Curtis Poulard at 281-451-3254 or www.curtispoulard.com. All right, we'll continue with more Zydeco music, and you heard Sean Ardwin with his two fingers up in the air on his CD Pulling on Tomorrow Records, a Buckwheat song Trouble you just heard on his Thanksgiving at El Cito's Tomorrow Records, and also what's coming up is Chubba Carrier Father of Fun, Bayou Road on Swampadelic Records. Bobo Martin. How you do?
You have it on already?
Yes.
Doug.
What?
You're ready.
Ready? What you got?
Well, I got a whole list of things that's going on.
What's wrong with your throat?
I don't know, man.
A frog?
And where?
You're supposed to cook the frog legs, not just take them.
Well, I don't know.
I
forgot to cook him.
You forgot to cook him?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
You know, it's just one of those things. And, man, everything happened.
Yeah, that's true. You're getting some real fun stuff around the holidays.
Yeah. Well, yesterday.
What?
I was in my class, and all of a sudden I felt something cooling.
Yeah.
And it was I had a nosebleed, so when I...
Really?
I started to stop my nosebleed, so I went up front by the counselor's office to get the nurse.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I have a nosebleed. So she's looking around, looking for the child.
It's me. It's no.
I'd say,
well, you should have had a child bring you.
I'd say, it's no child. It's me. Well, I guess it might have been the child that was coming out of me.
Yeah, I guess so, you know.
Hey, no, I had to leave because it wouldn't stop. I had to go to the doctor yesterday.
What did he say, was it?
He said probably just a little bus vessel or something. My sinus, actually, caused that. And let me tell you.
It's scary.
Oh, he put you through there.
Oh, he had some fun with
you. He had a long suction that he had sticked up your nose.
Oh, that's not
that thing fun. Must be about a foot long.
Oh, Lord, oh, no.
And when I looked down, I couldn't see nothing but his fingers next to my nostrils.
Oh, but that didn't sound
good. Oh, yeah. Well, that's a kick. Sure.
Good. I'm glad you're okay.
Well, I'm all right now, man, except I'm still kind of congested in a way.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, that's it.
That stuff don't want to go. You took a flu shot?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
I did take a flu shot, and I think that's what
the best thing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to take a flu shot so you can catch it.
I ain't had no flu.
Well, yeah, you got the flu.
No, I ain't got the flu.
Yeah, that's the flu.
How you know when you got the flu? It's a sinus problem.
Huh?
That's called a sinus problem. Sinus.
Okay, if you want it to be a sinus problem, we're going to let it be a sinus problem. Total, you got the flu.
No, I don't feel bad.
And the weather's really not helpful because it's kind of warm outside.
No, it was cold. It was cold. Was that Thursday?
Yeah.
It was cold, and then yesterday it just got warm. And then today it's a little warmer.
It's a little warm, and it's cloudy, and so you don't know what it's going to do.
Humidity.
Did you see anybody running out there?
Got a few people running, and of course, that's graduation for UL today.
That's right.
At Angier Hall, there's a group of people up there, and the traffic is beginning to pick up because that's graduation. And I want to say congratulations to the nurse over at Dr. Granger's office who gave me two shots yesterday.
Where? Okay, just checking. So that's where she gave it to you.
Gave me two shots yesterday, but I want.
And you going to congratulate her?
No, because her son is graduating today, and her name is Marlene. By the way,
get out of here.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate. I told her that I was going to congratulate her on that.
Right, at least
her son his accomplishment. He's in graduating nursing, and
so he's going to be like his mother.
Right, he's going to be like his mother. He's going to be.
That is good.
And I want to say good morning to Dr. Granger and his entire staff for seeing me on a quick visit.
Well, that's good. Well, I guess you had a nosebleed they had to see.
Yeah, Dr. Granger and I had a long discussion yesterday. Just sat down. He's a nice person, though. He just sat down in the little examining room, and we just had a good conversation.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
Normally we do every time I go.
Oh, okay.
But Melvin, we're going to come back and talk about that tragedy up in Newton, and that took place yesterday, and it was a horrible tragedy.
Yeah, it is.
And it just shows the other side of humans.
Well, it shows that, John, we have a lot of people that are in need of psychiatric or mental help, and as we cut those funds for their help...
It shows.
It's starting to show.
It's
so it is so crucial that we continue to be able to treat those that are in need of treatment. And when you cut those funds, those people are in need of help.
And especially those group of people that that actually sometimes they don't know they have something wrong with
Absolutely.
Them.
You know, you can't tell. No. You're on the fine line, you know. And just always say, how do you know we're not sitting in an institution right now and we think we're sitting in here at a radio station? I mean, you could be like that. You can't tell the difference, but only those evaluators and the people that are educated in those fields can tell the difference of the help that is needed. Yeah, but they definitely need help, and hopefully, I mean, you know, if you can't get treated, you know, it's kind of like having a headache. If you can't get any aspirin, the head is still going to hurt no matter what you're going to do. So there is a great need for some people that are challenged and don't know it, you know. And their world can be completely different than our world, and that is so crucial.
You never can put yourself in somebody's head or eyes or brains to see the world, how they see the world.
How they see it, absolutely.
You see it totally different from them because you have no idea how they see it.
Absolutely.
And so
the help is needed, and whenever you have an opportunity to talk to someone who can make a difference in the funding of those facilities, let them know that they really need those funds for those facilities.
Let's play some music. All right. We'll come back.
Do some chubby.
482-6991 is the number.
Here we go. Oh, yeah. What you say?
This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for Zydeco et Pas Salé comes from Pellerin Life Insurance Company. Pellerin Life Insurance specializes in final expense life insurance, which helps families with financial support upon the death of a loved one. The number for more information is 332-2111.
What's happening musically in Dakar? Joburg, Kinshasa, Port Spain, Havana, Accra, Dar es Salaam, Cairo, Paris, New York. Well, tune in this week and every week to find out on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
Sunday night at 8 on KRVS.
We'll be right back.
Christmas morning, the sun was shining bright. I made me a little breakfast to start my day off right. I turned on the radio to listen to the Zydeco. Then something occurred to me, I didn't know what it could be. So that's what it was. They call me the father of fun. Those cruisers, let me tell you.
Oh, oh, follow me, don't let me. Yeah, baby, stay. In them Thomas boys' world. Shoot! That's all right, babe. We're coming back. We're coming back, babe. We're coming back. We're coming back, babe. It's all right. That's all right, babe. Thomas boy, shoot! We all right, babe. Here we all right. Well, 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 well. Here we all right. Here we all right, babe. We'll be right back.
I'm a blues man. I sing the blues every day and night. They all ask me, how can a young man have a blues so bad? My wife left me, and I have no place to stay. My wife left me, and I have no place to stay. I'm a blues man, and I have.
Everybody got to cry. Everybody got to cry. Everybody got to cry, baby. Everybody got to cry. This is me. I feel like you know, I know. Everybody got to cry sometimes. Everybody got to try. Everybody got to try. Everybody got to try, baby. Everybody got to try. This is me. I sing like you know, and I know. Everybody got to try sometimes. Everybody gets a hearty. Everybody gets a hearty. Everybody gets a hearty, baby. Everybody gets a hearty. This is me. I sing like you know. Everybody gets a heartache sometimes. See, you don't have to have money. You're traveling on the road. But love's a thing you more than you can than I ever had before. Everybody got sorrow. Everybody got sorrow. Everybody got sorrow, baby. Everybody got sorrow. I see that you know, and I know, everybody got sorrow sometimes. Everybody got to try. Everybody got to try. Everybody got to try, baby. Everybody got to try. This is me. I see that you know, and I know, everybody got to try sometimes. Everybody gets a heartache. Everybody gets a heartache. Everybody gets a heartache, baby. Everybody gets a heartache. This is me. I see that you know, and I know. Everybody gets a heartache sometimes. Everybody got sorrow. Everybody got sorrow. Everybody got sorrow, baby. Everybody got sorrow. This is me. I see the window and I know. Everybody got sorrow sometimes. Everybody gets a heartache. Everybody gets a heartache. Everybody gets. Everybody gets a heartache. Listen to me. I see that you know, and I know. Everybody gets a heartache sometimes. Everybody got to try. Everybody got to try. Everybody got to try, baby. Everybody got to try. Listen to me. I see that you know, and I know. Everybody got to try sometimes. Everybody got to cry. Everybody got to cry. Everybody got to cry, baby. Everybody got to cry. Listen to me. I see that you know, and I know. Everybody got to cry sometimes. Oh, take one more time. I see that you know, and I know. Everybody got to cry sometimes. Oh, take one more time.